The Old Testament reading today is from Zechariah chapter 3. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear not, O Zion, let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will exult over you with the loud singing. I will gather those of you who mourn for the festival, so that you will no longer suffer reproach. Behold, at that time I will deal with all your oppressions, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all of the earth. At that time I will bring you in, at that time when I gather you together, for I will make you renowned and praised among the people of the earth, when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. This is the words of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our epistle lesson is from Philippians chapters 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the praise of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the Alleluia verse.
Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The seventh chapter. The disciples of John reported all these things to him, and John, calling two of his disciples to him, sent them to the Lord, saying, Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? And when the men had come to him, they said, John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another? In that hour he healed many people of disease and plagues and evil spirits, and on many who were blind he bestowed sight. And he answered them, Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up, the poor have good news preached to them, and blessed is the one who is not offended by me. When John's messengers had gone, Jesus begged to speak to the crowds concerning John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? Behold, those who are dressed in splendid clothing and living in the luxury are in the king's court. What then did you go out to see? A prophet. Yes, and I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. I tell you, among those born of women, none is greater than John, yet the one who is the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. This is the gospel of the Lord. You may be seated for the hymn of the day. Thank you.
joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee, praising thee, their Son above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the gloom of doubt away. Chanting with immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. With joy surround thee, earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, chanting bird and flowing fountain, all us all to joy in thee. Thou art giving and forgiving, ever blessed.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You may be seated. As I read through the gospel lesson for today, I kind of got stuck on the phrase, "What then do you go to see? A reed shaken by the wind." And for some reason, that got me thinking about the old song by Kansas, "Dust in the Wind." Some of you are old enough to remember that. I listened to that old rock ballad, and it has some very depressing lyrics. "I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone. All my dreams pass before my eyes, a curiosity. Dust in the wind. All they are is dust in the wind." Same old song, just a drop of water in an endless sea. All we do crumbles to the ground, though we refuse to see. Boy, that's grim. And it all goes on to say that our lives are pretty pointless. And I wondered, is that what a reed shaken by the wind is? Perhaps. The phrase actually refers to a person who can't take a position and stick with it. That person is a reed shaken by the wind. Never know what position they're going to hold. And certainly we could all probably name a few dozen politicians who are like that. They are constantly testing the wind. And I wonder if we are like that too. Are we always testing the winds to see which way they are blowing before we take a stand or stick with it regardless? I know I do that time to time. I will sometimes excuse my blowing with the wind as taking time to consider other people's positions. But I know sometimes I just get blown over. I don't stand for the position I hold. When we let the wind blow us all the time, then I do think our life becomes like dust in the wind. Life is pointless. just a drop of water in an endless sea. Nothing matters. We are a reed shaken by the wind. John the Baptist was hardly a reed shaken by the wind. If anything, John the Baptist was a reed shaking the wind. He was a cousin of Jesus. When their mothers met, when they were both pregnant, John leapt in his mother's womb when they met Mary and Jesus in her womb. John was called by God to fulfill the prophecy of the one who would prepare the road for Jesus. And now John sent his disciples to find out if Jesus was in fact the one sent by God, or were they to expect another? Jesus didn't answer his cousin with words. He answered his cousin with deeds. He healed people of diseases and plagues, evil spirits, and he restored the sight of many who were blind. Jesus told John's disciples to go back to John and tell them him what they had seen. On our own, I think we do probably resemble reeds shaken by the wind. We are dust in the wind. We are a drop in an endless sea. We cannot, by our own reason or strength, believe in God or come to him. I thought that was a remarkable paragraph, going from Jesus to Kansas to to Martin Luther. Anyway. In other words, we're sunk on our own. On our own, we can do nothing to gain heaven. That's more depressing than dust in the wind. Into our doom and gloom steps John the Baptist, preparing the way for Jesus, and he introduces Jesus to the world. He even double checks to make sure that his cousin is the one. And Jesus was the one. Now, I don't know if John the Baptist realized what being the one entailed. John was going to soon lose his head, literally. Jesus in our text values his cousin as being among those born of woman. None is greater than John. Yet the one who is in the least of the kingdom is greater than he. I believe the one who is least in the kingdom is us. Certainly, being dust in the wind, a reed shaken by the wind, a drop of water in an endless sea, certainly we are the least. How can we be greater than John? Well, we're greater than John because we're living on the right side of Good Friday. We know what John may have only known in part. We know that Jesus would go on to become an even greater prophet than his cousin. We know that Jesus would have the church and government turn against him. We know that Jesus would not be a reed shaken by the wind, that he would allow the government and the church to arrest him, convict him, and crucify him. And we know that on Easter morning, Jesus would rise from the dead so that we could live with the hope of resurrection ourselves. And we know that even John will be resurrected. And I don't know if he'll get a new head or if they'll just put the old head on and fix it. I don't know how that works. But we live on the right side of Good Friday. And we have to live our lives like we live on the right side of Good Friday. We live on the side of Good Friday where we know the end of the story. We know that we will spend our eternity with Christ. We know that nothing in this world will ever be able to separate us from God's love. We know that. When we doubt it, I think we're living on the wrong side of Good Friday. And time wins here. We're on the right side. And because we have hope, in this Advent season, we can rejoice in the Lord always because the Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything. It's a good time of year to be reminded of that. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God that surpasses all your understanding will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's rise and confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, of heaven and earth. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we come to you this Advent day where we remember the good news shared by the shepherds, the joy that fills our hearts and puts that pink candle in the wreath so that we can always be reminded of your love and your care for us. Look down upon us this season of preparation, that our hearts may be ready not just to celebrate your coming at Christmas, but to celebrate at all times, knowing that you are going to return and that you're going to return soon. We pray for all those that are in special need. We pray for the family of Cindy Mangles. We pray for Jack and Rose, Barbara, Phoebe, Mark, Daryl, Tom, Nyla, Leon and Glenna, Wayne, Carrie, Kyle, Nyla, Donna, Bill, Jim, and Deanna, Alyssa, and Cindy Carr, Janita and Myrtle. Lord God, you know each of their needs, that you are a God that heals, that you are a God that brings comfort even in times of death. Lord Jesus Christ, you instituted the office of the holy ministry and instructed your church to call ministers of your word. Having prayed for the guidance of your Holy Spirit, we have called a pastor, the Reverend Strain, to proclaim your saving gospel among us. Assist him to recognize the needs of this congregation and the welfare of your kingdom. And if it be your will, grant that he accept the call to serve among us. Hear us for your sake, as you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.